Hey everyone, and welcome back to Affirmations for Burnout Recovery, Slow Strength and Hope. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, even when your inner voice is screaming, hell no? Like a human, yes, machine, just running on fumes? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, where taking time for ourselves often feels like a luxury we can't afford. But guess what? Saying no is actually one of the most powerful things you can do to protect your precious mental health. So, grab a cuppa, get comfy, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways about setting healthy boundaries that will help you reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. First up, remember this. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a beautiful plant, right? You wouldn't constantly yank its leaves off, would you? You'd give it space to grow, nurture it, and make sure it has what it needs to thrive. Your mind is just like that precious plant. Saying no allows you to focus your energy on what truly matters, your well-being, your goals, and the things that bring you joy. Second, boundaries aren't about being rude or controlling, they're about clear communication and respecting your own needs. It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating space for yourself to recharge and show up as your best self. Think of it like a gentle but firm stop sign. You're simply letting others know where you stand and what you're comfortable with. Third, start small. You don't have to go from yes, machine to boundary setting ninja overnight. Begin by saying no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Maybe it's declining an extra commitment at work, politely turning down invitations you can't handle right now, or simply putting your phone on do not disturb for a few hours each day. Every small step counts. Fourth, learn to appreciate the power of silence. We're constantly bombarded with noise, from emails to social media notifications to people vying for our attention. Taking time to be present and quiet can do wonders for your mental well-being. Think of it as a mini meditation. Just sitting in stillness for a few minutes each day can help you recharge, gain clarity, and feel more grounded. Finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time, practice, and self-reflection. Some days will be easier than others, but don't get discouraged. Keep learning, keep adapting, and remember to celebrate your progress along the way. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be a walking, talking, yes, machine, always volunteering for projects, taking on extra shifts, and putting everyone else's needs before her own. Eventually, she hit burnout hard. She felt exhausted, overwhelmed, and completely depleted. Then, she started setting boundaries. She learned to say no to things that didn't serve her, prioritize her own well-being, and make time for activities that brought her joy. It wasn't easy at first, but over time, Sarah regained her energy, clarity, and sense of peace. She discovered that saying no actually freed up space for her to say yes to the things that truly mattered, spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing her passions, and taking care of herself. So, remember, setting boundaries isn't about being closed off or rejecting others. It's about creating a life that feels authentic, fulfilling, and aligned with your values. It's about saying yes to yourself, first and foremost. By embracing healthy boundaries, you're not just protecting your mental health, you're empowering yourself to live a more joyful, intentional, and meaningful life. Now, go out there and set some boundaries. The world needs your best self. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. We're all in this journey together, and every little bit of support makes a difference. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, slow strength and hope are always within reach.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.